Imagine this fall without pro football. U.S. football fans avoided facing that scenario after NFL players and owners finally agreed on a new contract. Some soccer fans in Europe haven't been so lucky. In Italy, a contract dispute between players and owners is unresolved, and the season has been delayed. Same thing happened in Spain. Lucky for Spanish fans, a deal was struck and the season's on. The problem in Spain is that many soccer clubs don't have enough cash to pay their players. The world's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
About 200 Spanish players have gone without pay in recent months. Total back wages owed now by Spain's professional soccer league, some $70 million. But after a marathon negotiating session, Spain's players' union and the league struck a deal. Luis Rubiales represents the athletes.
Que queda solucionado el problema de estos 200 futbolistas.
The problem of the 200 players has been resolved, he announced. And looking ahead, he said, the league and the players will have to work closely together. The deal reached guarantees that the players will get their back pay and the fans will get their entertainment. Spain has 40 teams in its top two professional soccer leagues, and most of them are struggling. One club, Rayo Vallecano, has gone so long without paying its players, one of them had to sell his car for cash. The players can't take it anymore, said one team member at a protest in July. Today, players and fans are relieved at the news that the soccer show will go on. At a square in Barcelona this afternoon, a man named Daniel Carrasco said, without football, something fundamental would be lacking in Spain. Sure, we're in an economic crisis here, he said, but if there's soccer, our troubles disappear. Bread and circus, the Romans called it. But even though a deal was reached today on back pay for players, the Spanish league has problems that run deep. Like American sports, European football is financed mainly through sponsorships and broadcast rights. In Spain, as in other leagues, two teams have come to dominate soccer. Here, it's Barcelona and Real Madrid. Again, the Spanish fan Daniel Carrasco.
No, el problema está ahí, que los grandes clubs pagan bien. Eso no es ningún problema.
It's the TV that pays, he says. It pays for the stadiums, the games, and they're not going to pay a small club the same that they pay to Barca or Madrid. After all, he asks, what game sells enough to show in the U.S. or Latin America? Barcelona versus Real Madrid. Most people haven't even heard of the other teams. Spanish soccer generates about $800 million in revenues each year, but half of that goes directly to Barca and Real Madrid, which have their own sponsorships and TV deals. That lets them sign star players for tens of millions of dollars, while other clubs wither. Today, half of Spain's 40 pro teams are in bankruptcy. The Union of European Football Associations has crafted a fair play proposal to fix teams' finances. UEFA's president, Michel Platini, says...
And of course, the key rule is the so-called break-even rule, which basically says that the club cannot spend more than the revenue it generates.
That by itself wouldn't solve the problem in Spain. The two big teams would still generate more than the little guys. What's really needed, say many observers, is something like the NFL's revenue sharing deal. It calls for all TV revenues to be spread around to all the teams equally. That's not part of the deal announced this week in Spain. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.